Inkinga enkulu kakhulu sisilapha ngase South Africa ukuthi abantu bafa insuku zonke illegal mining, kube sokuba khona abantu bafa ezingozini ezifana lokuthi abantu bayabulalana, abantu batholakala befile kugcine kungasaziwa kuhle kahle laba bantu bakuthi. Thina esikutshela abantu sinhlanganiso yokuthi uyazi kulusizi kakhulu ngoba izihlobo ziyobe zicabanga ukuthi umuntu usaphila e-South Africa kanti umuntu sowafa wangcwatshwa kuthuna elingaziwa ngumuntu. Ngisho nasezibhedlela uthole ukuthi umuntu uma engatshona bengakwazi ukuthi izihlobo zakhe zikuphi, bayamthatha kumngcwabo bemenze lokho okubizwa ukuthi i-proper burial. So siyinhlanganiso sihlala sikhuthaza abantu ukuthi kubalulekile-ke ukuthi sibambane, sisebenze ndawonye, sazane, sikhone njalo ukuthi ma kusenzeka ukuthi umuntu usuke watshona lapha engela zihlobo zakhe, sibe nendlela zokuthi savise izihlobo zakhe, siphinde sihlanganise amakhanda nezandla, sikhone ukuthi sithumele umzimba ekhaya ukwenzela ukuthi izihlobo zithole ukuthula.
Sesikhangela nezinye nje izisebenzi jikelele, impilo isenjani ngoba sibona ukuthi incwadi lezo ezibanika imvume yokuthi basebenze ngokusemthethweni kwele South Africa ezama-permits sesiza kuma ukusebenza.
Indaba zamaphepha zibuhlungu kakhulu ngoba into enziwe yi-South Africa ukuthi yenza ukuthi abantu aba-legal nabantu aba-illegal bekhona ukuthi beqondise izinto zabo, belungise, bethole amaphepha. Manje seyiphinda yibisela abantu kulokho esikubiza sithi kuba illegal ungabi semthethweni. Yinto nje nathi sizwisa ubuhlungu ziyinhlanganiso ngoba sasikhona ngo-2009 ma kunegoshiyethelwa lwama-permit, ma eqala ngo-2010 sasikhona sincedisa abantu ukuthi bekhone ukuthi be-aplayele lawo ma-permit, nalapho erenyuwa ngo-2014 nango-2017 kukhona abantu ezasibancedisa bakhona ku-database yethu. Kodwa thina siyinhlanganiso ngomnyaka opheleleyo ngeyi-10 zikanovemba sayenza i-conference lapho sasi-invite khona u-acting Deputy Director General we Home Affairs or in charge of immigration national la eSouth Africa weza. Unfortunately abanye wasakhuluma ngoba wathi le ndaba isecourt, kodwa into eyayisikhethe kakhulu ukuthi sibazise ukuthi thina siya understand ukuthi iSouth Africa seyifike kustage yokuthi ithona ayisoze iphinde renewal ama-permits. Ngakho besicela ukuthi besinikeze ithuba lokuthi siziqoqe senze lokho esikubiza voluntary repatriation, lapho abantu abazikhethela khona ukuthi bona abafuna ukuthi bebotshwe lapha beyenze lokho okuthiwa i-deportation. Ngoba esikubonayo ukuthi amapholisa ayalungiselela, siyabona bahamba ne-home affairs, bahamba ne-traffic, lawo esiwabiza thi ngama-metro, bahamba i-SAPS bayabopha abantu, noma nje kungakabi clear ukuthi mabe babopha babasa kuphi, kodwa abantu bayabotshwa, bayenza le ama-roadblocks awubizwa kuthiwe ukayimlawo. Abantu abaningi bayaboshwa kakhulu lapho. So siyakhuthaza kakhulu ke ukuthi abantu bezame ukuthi sihlanganise amakhanda, sibone ukuthi singenza kanjani ukuthi singagcini sesidiphothwa umuntu echiye i-property yakhe, echiye izihlobo zakhe, echiye abantwana. Abanye bayaboshwa bengomama bechiye abantwana ezindlini. So it would be something that is not favorable for people ukuthi begcine sebebotshwa estradeni. Kufanele ukuthi abantu bethi bebe proactive, bekhona ukuthi belungiselele before isikhathi leso sifika.